I want to ask you about this recent meeting of the Energy Policy Council. There were some changes recommended to how the solar industry is regulated in the state, and one would require a permit for any new solar farm. Why push for this new requirement?
Just about everything requires a permit from DEQ, and so this is not a new concept in general. Also, what we were really looking for is essentially something analogous to what the federal government already requires for installations on federal land. What we were looking to do is to make sure that the same kind of protections are in place at the end of these 15-year life cycles of these solar panels. I think the solar industry, they're very protective of their industry. It's totally rational behavior. And they may be concerned that this is going to blossom into some full-blown permitting scheme. That was not the intent. The intent was simply to seek assurances through either bonds or some other mechanism, very similar to the federal government, to make sure that at the end of the life cycle, these panels are taken care of.
The solar industry is maybe skeptical of this because they've seen the end of their state tax credits. They're set to expire, or did expire already. And, you know, the state ranks fourth nationally in solar capacity. Why would the state be moving away from supporting what's widely considered a booming industry in this state?
It's really not the case that we're moving away from solar. The fact of the matter is that the taxpayers in North Carolina have contributed close to $2 billion to this industry, and that's great. That primed the pump, and we believe the industry is well on its way. As you said, we're ranked very high in the nation. But at some point, I think the legislature rightly wanted to pare part of those incentives back. There are still federal incentives, and there are also state property tax incentives still in place. There's still the renewable energy portfolio standards, which compensates and buys this power from solar producers at a good rate. So there's still incentives in place.
You mentioned the renewable energy portfolio standard, and there's been efforts in the General Assembly to either freeze that or do away with that. Those efforts haven't been successful so far. But at this meeting of the Energy Policy Council, you recommended that nuclear energy be allowed to be included into that mix. Why would nuclear energy be considered a clean energy?
It is, in fact, the cleanest of all energies. Even solar, which is clean when it's being produced, but it requires some sort of fossil fuel backup during the periods when it is not producing. So if you're looking at your energy mix, solar plus its natural gas backup, for example, is still cleaner than coal, but it's not as clean as nuclear. But also, nuclear is a different animal. It's a base load generating source, whereas solar will never give you base load, but it will give you peaking capacity. So, you know, again, I think that there's a solar lobby that's out there trying to protect, which is rational behavior, but protect their industry. But they really ought to realize solar can never and will never compete with nuclear, and nuclear will never compete with solar directly because they are apples and oranges. What the intent was, however, is to recognize that nuclear is clean, and we want to promote various ways of incentivizing it.
What about the risks that nuclear plants pose? I'm thinking of the recent Fukushima nuclear disaster in Japan.
The plants that are being built right now are passively protected. That means that when things shut down, they automatically go into a safety mode. Those are different than the nuclear plants in the past. But there are always risks in everything that we do. And, you have to compare other baseload generators like coal, which has plenty of risks, as we're seeing now in North Carolina and eventually in the rest of the country. You're going to see us having to deal with the coal ash that came as a byproduct.